The title of this study is The Management of Arthritis Chiropractic Wellness Approach. But I feel enthused to present this in this forum because I'm meeting chiropractors who are really public health chiropractors because we are in APHC. So before I begin, how many persons here think that chiropractors really do health promotion? Health promotion. Almost everybody. Okay, that's good. Let's see. This study actually is a follow-up of another study that will be presented in about 3 hours from now. So there's some mix-up because that other study was initiated first, and then this one, as a limitation of that one, we had to do this. So at the end of today, we'll put everything together. I just acknowledge the other authors. Will Evans, who is present here, joined me in doing this work, and Dr. Ron Rupert. I have other biostatisticians also in the group. When after looking at this study and put everything together, I thought that we could just look at it in a general sense, the arthritis and the National Health Interview Survey, what does it say about health promotion messages to chiropractic patients? And the background is simply that we are aware that the prevalence of arthritis in the U.S. is high, and it is one of the most common causes of disability, and various treatment approaches have been used to help this problem, but yet the problem persists. And we all are aware of the issue of modifiable behavioral risk factors, like all those things of cigarette smoking and sedentary lifestyle and the like. And so health promotion is important in order to be able to fight this attack. I'm going to flip through this very fast, but we are aware that prevention has been emphasized by the Healthy People 2000 recommendation, the United States Task Force, and other like. We are all aware of that. The objective of this study actually is to look at health promotion recommendations to known risk factors of arthritis progression and to find out if that differ between chiropractors and general medical doctors. When I made this, I'm tired talking about it. People started fighting me, so I reduced that comparison a little bit. And the recommendations we'll be assessing here is simply two. So we'll try to define health promotion in this context. We'll look at advice on weight loss and advice on increased exercise. So those are the two things we're calling health promotion in this context. The method is simply a cross-sectional design, and we're looking at secondary analysis of a data. And this data source is the National Health Interview Survey. We're looking at the 2006 sample, and this data has different core samples, and we're concentrating on the adult sample. So for the group is from 18 years and above. And our statistics present just a simple part of it. We're going to discuss or do the analysis using logistic regression and two types. When it is possible, we'll treat binary logistic. And when there is a need, when we have many variables to put in there, we'll result to multiple logistic regression. And results, this first part of the results, it's simple. We're going to meet it again, so I may flip through it very fast because we're still going to meet it and you still understand it. But we had 24,275 people who answered to that survey the year 2006, and most of them were female. Most of them were male, were white, defining in terms of, I don't want to go into these definitions, but you know what I mean, right? Caucasian. Okay, and a lot of them were young people, or young adults between less than 40 years of age. Remember, from 18 years, not less than 40 years from zero. Okay, interesting part, maybe some of you may like to know that among this group, approximately 2,000 of them had seen a chiropractor within the past 12 months. That's what they reported. And among those, only 374 have seen chiropractors without any other physician within this period. So I thought it was interesting to note. That was 1.6% of the entire sample, and 19.0 of those who had seen chiropractors. So there are people seeing chiropractors and seeing others. But yeah, we had for sure 374 people reportedly seen chiropractors without any other physician. Okay, the crux of the matter, yeah, the prevalence of arthritis. We had 6,374 respondents who said they are either been told by their physicians that they have arthritis or indirectly by advising them something concerning arthritis. And among these, most of them were female. We had over close to 68% of them were females. Among the arthritis patients, again, most of them were the olds of the olds, the 60 years and above. And for the distribution, probably because a lot of the respondents were white, also most white. When I started looking at this again, I thought that, okay, before I will ever send this out, I may need to find out what percentage of this group actually presented with arthritis, not simply your distribution according to race. Maybe among the very few Latinos and Hispanic, yeah, they may still be high in prevalence, although it's showing a very small proportion according to the national representation. Or look at the body mass index. A lot of them were normal, but also obesity was still high because this is above, it's not too high though, it's about 24%. About 27%, so that's okay. Okay, we look at the distribution of those patients who have seen the doctors, the arthritic patient who has seen these various physicians, and we found that those who reportedly have seen disease only were 82, that was very close to 1%, and those who had seen MDs were a lot of them, close to 58%, and those who had seen PTs only were very close to those who have seen DC, but a little bit smaller, and then the people who have seen all the three groups of physicians here that I was considering. And according to the recommendations, whether you had seen a DC, or you've seen a PT, or you've seen an MD, for those who had been advised, whether doctors in general were talking to these patients concerning health promotion, about 35% reportedly stated that the doctors have talked to them about weight loss in order to improve the condition, because the question was very specific. Has a doctor talked to you about doing this in order to help your arthritis? So if your doc, so the only 30 Only about 35% of the doctors thought that. Listen to that a little bit. About increased exercise, only about 59% of the doctors in general, or close to 60%, I talked to their patients about that. Then the health promotion recommendation to help arthritis. Looking at comparing the doctors now, we looked at looking at this according to percentages presented here. We see that according to looking at weight loss advice among their patients that they have seen, not in general. So we can't be struggling to compare in general. So this is like weighted or rates, and comparing their patients that are seen, we have most of them are the MDs advise better. They will advise their patients better than DC would do, and than PT. And on increased exercise, it was noted by my colleagues that while PT is all what they do is to tell people about increased exercise. So they're a little bit high there. The measures of effect. What we're trying to look at here is to find out whether who is doing the job better. And my comparison is to look at whether people. The measures we saw there according to prevalence or frequency, whether it actually has an effect, because you know when we do samples, we're able to make measures there, and they'll try to project them into the entire population by seeing significance. And so where we found that overall on weight loss, doctors were less likely to advise the patients, but on increased exercise they were more likely. And the healthcare providers, now go back to them, and we saw that chiropractors, although there is a 4% increased odds that they will tell their patient, but this is not significant at all, and about weight loss. And there is about a 12% increased odds that they're going to tell their patients about increased exercise, I mean, this arthritic patient, but that also was not significant. So there was really, although you put up your hands, you're not doing this work, I guess. And the MDs will show about a 37% increase in weight loss and about a 48% increase odds in increased exercise, while the PTs 21% increase odds and 82% increase odds respectively. The 82% increase odds is really high, and somebody noted to me that that's basically what they do, and theirs were significant anyway. I want to make sure I don't. Okay. Advice to lose weight. We were looking at other predictors to see, because it's not only the healthcare provider. Maybe certain things will come in there, and so the multiple logistic model predicted that race and body mass index were going to affect whether you will be advised to lose weight or not. And for those who were Hispanics, they were more likely to be advised on that. The obese patients were also far much more likely to be advised than the overweight patients, and the normal patients, or overweight patients too, were more likely to be advised than the normal. Actually, to see, there's one important issue here, even if I don't present the rest of the results, to note that between obese and overweight, there's really a very, very high chances that people advise their patients when they're already going above overweight, 23.5% or 23.6% chance that they will be advised, more likely. So that was important to note. So people wait until you're getting back. And on increased exercise, also the predictors were race, age, and a body mass index. They advised the males less likely than the females. And so PTs were actually acting in this thing as confounder, and the comparison that I initially wanted to make was to compare MDs versus DC, and the conclusion here after looking at every row is that if you see everything, comparing them there, you can see this graph. On weight loss, DC tend to do more work than for those who are normal, because this variable severe as effect modifier, so you have to look it at a different stratum. On obese patients, MDs will advise the patient better. So patients who are okay, the DCs will talk to them a little bit better. So they are more health promotion type. MDs, maybe they are trying to treat when you're getting the condition, but that's what I find in this, although they almost fought me when I mentioned it. But overall, these results are not significant. Comparing MDs to PT adjusting, MDs to DC adjusting for PT, the results are, DCs are less likely, but these are not significant. So the values are not significant, so there's really no significance. And my conclusion, chiropractic care seems to be utilized by a lot of arthritic patients, and the chiropractors are making some health promotion effort like we just seen, but I think that this is not to a significant extent. They need to still do some more, a lot of work. And my recommendation here is that we need to look at future studies to translate learned wellness approaches that have been practiced or mentioned in schools to see how they get out there and practice them. So I have a lot of these studies already in the pipeline, and we may be discussing on them. So a few limitations that we'll discuss next time. Are there any questions? Yes, sir.
What type of arthritis and which joints were you studying?
Thank you.
Sounds like the knee.
Yeah, thank you. The question, this is a survey that was administered by the nation, and the question is strictly arthritis. They didn't define, I didn't get the definition of what
is
they're giving
rheumatoid,
them.
Degenerative, everything
It will be everything put together, because we didn't design the survey. It's the National Health Interview Survey, and the question was strictly help your arthritis. So I guess.
Weight loss wouldn't really have much to do with an interphalangeal joint. It might, but on the surface.
Okay. I don't know much about that, but that was a question I used. So maybe we may try to, in future studies, we may try to make things very well defined and then do it, because that's one of the limitations. When you're doing with secondary data analysis, analyzing somebody else's data, you don't have very limited control. Yeah.
I think you said, but I want to make sure, that the MDs involved in this study were general practitioners?
Yes, the general practitioners.
And I know you didn't do the survey yourself, but it seems that because many, many arthritis patients are under the care of orthopedic surgeons and rheumatologists, that the results from GPs I mean, that would be greatly skew your figures. As far as PD versus DC are concerned.
That's a beautiful observation. I'll think about that. So I'll go back to the survey. Now, that's a good thing. Really, I didn't think about it, maybe because of the not good medical background I have. But I'll go back and look into that survey again if there is any category for the surgeons, and I'll try to incorporate and see what happens. So thank you for that remark.
I was just going to make the point that with National Health Interview Survey, if you see a question and you think it's not written as well as it should be, you can write them and tell them that this question could be much better if you included this, or if you broke down provider types. And that's something we've considered, is writing them and letting them know, particularly on the canned questions, like, have you seen a chiropractor in the last 12 months? Have you seen an acupuncturist in the last 12 months? You know, that they might want to ask more specifics about canned providers, because now they do at least ask about that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.